Hello. This is episode 54 of the podcast called Blood and Rain. I'm your host, Arthur Dane. The mind is not a vessel that needs filling, but wood that needs igniting. In learning you will teach, and in teaching you will learn. Show me a successful individual and I'll show you someone who had real positive influences in his or her life. I don't care what you do for a living. If you do it well, I'm sure there was someone cheering you on or showing you the way. A mentor. A mentor is someone who sees more talent and ability within you than you see in yourself and helps bring it out of you. I think the greatest thing we give each other is encouragement. Knowing that I'm talking to someone in this mentoring relationship who's interested in the big idea here is very, very important to me. I think if it were just about helping me get to the next step, it would be a heck of a lot less interesting. Advice is like snow. The softer it falls, the longer it dwells upon, and the deeper it sinks into the mind. Learning is finding out that you already know. Doing is demonstrating that you know. Teaching is reminding others that they know just as well as you. You are all learners, doers, and teachers. If you cannot see where you are going, ask God, and ask someone who has been there before. Mentoring is a brain to pick, an ear to listen, and a push in the right direction. A mentor is someone who sees more talent and ability within you than you see in yourself, and helps bring it out of you. That was a series of quotes on mentorship. From Plutarch, Denzel Washington, Bob Proctor, Anne Sweeney, Samuel Taylor Coleridge, Richard Bach, John Crosby, and Bob Proctor. I don't have a post on mentorship, which actually surprised me when I look back from at work. I've talked about the wise old man archetype in Campbellian philosophy, but I never wrote anything on mentorship. And truth be told, I don't think I've ever had a steady mentor. I don't think I've ever had someone who really saw everything in my life and was able to guide me on the right path and make a way for me in all things. But to be honest, you don't necessarily need one mentor for everything. What I have had is a father who taught me how to keep my word, how to be there for others, how to endure pain, how to take the pain and not lash out at others while taking it. My father has taught me how to be a milestone in a generation. He's an amazing man. He's an amazing man. But there were other things in life that I wanted to do. And honestly, the most important thing in life and faith, where I had to seek out other mentors. And they never really stayed fully consistent, but I do see their influence. My first priest when I came to Orthodoxy at a Russian Orthodox church, I still feel his mentorship and his guidance. Feel an English teacher's mentorship from high school, an English teacher who taught me how to write and also taught me how to love to write. And recently, unfortunately, since I'm leaving the Bay Area, I'm losing a person I didn't really realize has been a mentor to me. And my coach. very difficult to walk away from that. I'm seeing in hindsight now that he's someone who taught me a lot more about myself than I realized. And that is a mentor. A quote really there that sticks out to me in all those quotes is the quote by Bob Proctor. A mentor is someone who sees more talent and ability within you than you see in yourself and helps brings it out of you. I came to the gym I'm currently at and currently leaving. Sleep deprived, malnourished, in poverty, still recovering from injury. My health damaged, and having broken off an engagement. The one thing that I knew, and I didn't even have my faith through this time. I had left the faith. We're coming back to it. The one thing I knew was that I would return to martial arts. Despite my injury, despite all my circumstances, despite not being able to train at a gym, I would return. I knew this in my heart, in my bones, in my soul, in my spirit. And I came to this gym, and this gym built me back up. You know, I thought it was my own accord. I thought of it as a place that was temporary, and it always was temporary because I knew I'd be leaving eventually. But I thought of it as a place where I would sort of rise back out of health, back out of bad health, and rise into good health, and rise into rise back to the path. And one of the coaches, I did a pad session with me, and you know, noticed the lingering effects of the injury, and he said we really had to work on it. I said, okay. He said, you know, when you get to full power, though, I won't be able to hold pads for you. Like, I physically will be unable to hold pads for you. I said, okay. That's a good sign. Then a new coach came in, took over the new fight team, and began to be coached by this head coach. And he taught me a lot about myself. He taught me a lot about myself as a man, about myself as a martial artist, and about, a lot about myself as a fighter. And I knew I had attributes, I knew I had technique growing, I knew I was really on top of my conditioning despite the injury, you know, a number of things. And did a pad session, two pad sessions so far this year. And the first one after my teammate went, after the first round, he looked at me. And this is not a man who's typically very impressed. He's pretty elusive in nature, kind of a jokester. Similar dark eyes. But he said, you know, he's what we call an oh fuck kind of fighter. Anyone can be big and strong, but he's big, strong, and has a gas tank, and has speed. Like, not too many people have all four of these attributes. And I saw my technique evolve, I saw myself flourish, and he saw something greater in me than I saw myself. I didn't realize I'd been, given this mentor in this stage of my life, because And I never really stopped to think about it, honestly. Looking back now, I realized I had a mentor gifted me by God in combat. And he changed my life forever. And that's what a mentor is supposed to do. God provides. He certainly does. But I think something that we can have, we have free will, we have agency. I think something we can pray for and something that we can seek out is a mentor. Someone who's been there before, someone who can help guide us in the physical world. Someone who can show us what it is that we need to do, the steps we need to take. Someone who's been there and was a trailblazer before. And I talk a lot about, especially a couple people, specifically David Goggins and Ernest Hemingway in the past, where, you know, David Goggins pushing himself. No one's pushing him more than he's ever pushing himself. And I think that's sort of being on the frontier. That's being a trailblazer in one way. I read Ernest Hemingway's Nobel Prize acceptance speech for the beginning of the Nobel Prize Reading Challenge podcast. And I read that because of the words where he says, the duty of a writer is to push far past where anyone thought he could go, including himself. That's the duty of a writer. I'm paraphrasing. But in order to get to that frontier, we need people to show us the way to the frontier. And these people are mentors. And you're probably not going to have like a one-size-fits-all mentor for all of your pursuits in life. Maybe. If you do, then you're truly blessed, and that's amazing. But think about the aspects of your life that you want to grow in. Do you want to grow as a Christian? Do you want to grow as a man in general, someone who needs to better understand manhood? Do you want to grow in combat sports? Do you want to grow in creativity? Do you want to grow in business? Do you want to grow in homesteading? Do you want to grow in knowledge base of any new industry popping up, like all the knowledge that's popping up about NFTs or anything having to do with blockchain? Like, you seek out guidance from people who are experts in these things. If you want to be successful in something, you do not listen to the advice of people who are not successful in that pursuit. Now, some people can tell you something that will help you along the way from a completely different place. Like, you can actually learn something from a homeless man, but they're typically smaller little lessons that you apply back to a greater pursuit. When it comes to the pursuit, I'm not going to listen to my mom about how I'm doing in Muay Thai. I'm going to listen to my coach. So if you want to be successful in something, you got to seek out the advice and the guidance of someone who is successful in that field. And let's say that person doesn't want to mentor you, or let's say that person says you don't have it or whatever. Well, you find someone who does. If you really mean something to you, you find someone who can see something in you in that pursuit. I'm moving. I'll use myself as an example. I've been longing for a mentor for some time, much like my coach. I hope that I find, and I pray, and I pray for, and I seek mentors in martial arts again. I pray for a spiritual mentor. I pray for a priest at a church that can truly guide me. I pray for something new for me, a mentor in business. That's something I've never had. So I'm praying for someone who can give me guidance in expanding my financial stability and financial sovereignty. That way I can better provide for myself, for my wife and children to come. Those are three places where I feel that I need mentorship. And you have to ask yourself, where do you feel you need mentorship? It's a very important question to ask, and it actually be make or break. We can't do it alone. We cannot do it alone. There are certain things we will. Goggins, again, is someone that I deeply admire. And he talked about how No one helped him. He says it time and time again in his book. And he had to forge himself into who he is today, you know, from a 300-pound man to Navy SEAL, Army Ranger. But even Goggins needed guidance from people on where to go, how to become a SEAL, what he had to do. And now Goggins is mentoring people on cultivating a calloused mind. He's mentoring people en masse, just by example. And that's a very powerful thing. And people who have been personally mentored and personally coached by Goggins immediately saw the impact in their life. There's a business owner, the name of which is escaping me, unfortunately, but he felt he was getting stagnant, and he invited David Goggins to be in his home for 2 weeks and had him do all the workouts and all the don't quit mental toughness training, and he crushed every single one of his meetings just through cultivating an unstoppable force. That's a mentor in willpower. That's a mentor in relentlessness. That's a mentor in toughness. It's a mentor in a never say die attitude. Trailblazing is a noble pursuit, but I think a lot of people are trailblazing or think they're trailblazing when really there have been plenty of people who have reached the frontier. So it's best to seek those people out so you can even know where the frontier is. An amazing place to be is having gone through all the motions and all the trials and all the disciplines of a given pursuit, as told by your mentor, and then asking him what's next and saying, what do you mean what's next? There is nothing next. That's when you can actually trailblaze. That's when you can add your contribution to the world, to your fellow man, to God. So, this one I'm keeping short. Write down 3 to 5 things that you need mentorship in. Go pray and go seek out those mentors. And may you become the best version of yourself. As always, good night and good storms. Thank you.